excuses, excuses, you hear them every day. Now the devil, he'll supply them, if from church you'll stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses.
In the summer it's too hot, and in the winter it's too cold. In springtime when the weather's just right, you find someplace else to go. Well, it's up to the mountain or down to the beach to visit some old friend, or just stay home and relax and hope some of the kin folks drop in. Well, the church benches are too hard, and that choir sings way too loud. Boy, you know how nervous you get when you're sitting in a great big crowd. The doctor told you you better watch them crowds, they'll set you back. But you go to that old ball game because it helps you to relax. Well, a headache Sunday morning and a backache Sunday night. By work time Monday morning, you're feeling quite all right. One of the children has a cold, pneumonia do you suppose? Why, the whole family had to stay at home
just to blow that poor kid's nose.
Excuses, excuses, you'll hear them every day. Now the devil, he'll supply them, if from church you'll stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses.
Well, the preacher, he's too young, maybe he's too old. The sermons, they're not hard enough, and maybe they're too bold. His voice is much too quiet, sometimes he gets too loud. He needs to have more dignity, or else he's way too proud. Well, the sermons, they're too long, maybe they're too short. He ought to preach the word with dignity, instead of stomp and snort. Well, that preacher we've got must be the world's most stuck-up man. One of the ladies told me the other day,
why didn't he shake my hand?
Excuses, excuses, you hear them every day. Now the devil, he'll supply them, if from church you'll stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses.